Mozart's Symphony No. 31 in D, Köchel 297. His Paris Symphony, played by the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Benjamin Northey. This concert was given in September of this year in Adelaide, and you're listening to it here on In Performance on ABC Classic FM. Well, we've come to what I hope is a highlight for many of you for this evening's concert. It's an orchestration of one of the most extraordinary, I suppose you might call it, pop music albums that I think has probably been released so far in the history of pop music. That is, of course, Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. It's an amazing history about this album. Mike Oldfield was a young bass player. In 1970, he joined a group called Kevin Ayers and the Whole World. And when he was in this group, he met the composer, David Bedford, who was already an established classical music composer. Bedford encouraged Mike Oldfield, who had a sort of a crossover tendencies, you might say. And Richard Branson noticed this tape that was sort of going the rounds of the Virgin label offices, and he offered Mike Oldfield studio time at the Manor Studio in England. Basically, he said to Oldfield that he could record whenever he wanted, whenever the studio wasn't being taken up. So Oldfield embarked on this highly ambitious project, stretched the technology of the time, and made an album, two sides of continuous music for 25 minutes each side. It was virtually impossible to market such an unusual work, and in the end, Richard Branson actually marketed the album as one of the first four releases on the Virgin label. So from such an inauspicious beginning, the album, Tubular Bells, went on to sell 16 million copies and won a Grammy in 1975. We'll hear an orchestration by David Bedford of the first part of Tubular Bells. This was first performed by the, or first recorded, in fact, by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in 1974. Even from a classical music perspective, it's fascinating music. There are three distinct sections in the first part, and they all use ostinato to sort of build up layers of music. The first part begins with a rather unusual rhythm, with 7 beats in 3 bars and then 9 beats in 1 bar. And this continues on and on and on. Now, I'd like to give a special mention to Matthew Sorrell, who wrote the programme notes for the original concert, because they are so comprehensive and so entertaining that if you can somehow get hold of the original programme, then it would certainly be a wonderful thing to have. I'm not quite sure how you do that, but anyway. Let's just get on and listen to the music. Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells, Part 1, in an orchestration by David Bedford, played by the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Benjamin Northey.